I'm delighted today to chat to Sue from the Three Noolas. Hiya, Sue. How are you doing, Sue?
Hiya, Mary. How are you getting on?
Great.
Good. Thanks
for taking the time to have the interview with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Delighted.
Now, I have a few questions here for you, Sue. I'm just wondering, you're back on tour again at the moment, but your reunion actually came about, I think, in 2011. So how did the reunion come about?
Well, it was funny. We took a big break, a big long break of a decade.
Yeah. Proper right.
A proper holiday. We went off to do separate projects, you know, and also I had four children in the interim. So that sort of took up a bit of time.
Bit of time, yes.
To say the least. And then it was really, Anne was the most keen. Anne Gildea, who's my co-creator.
I know her.
She was, you know, Anne.
Don't know her personally, but she used to write in the Daily Mail.
She did. And Anne's from Sligo.
That's right.
From Tobacurry in Sligo. And she and I created the Noolas with Tara Flynn back in 1995. And what happened then was, and so we were going for about 7 or 8 years, and then we took the break. But she was really kind of antsy to kind of do it again, you know.
Yeah.
And I wasn't so keen at the beginning. I was kind of saying, well, you know, it'll be tough going back, and I'm not sure it's the right thing for me and all of that. And weirdly enough, at the same time, a television production company contacted us about doing something, the Noolas reunion for a television show.
Brilliant.
On RTE, and he was pitching a proposal to RTE for this particular show, and he wanted the Noolas to be involved. So what it was we would have had to rehearse somebody brand new in and get songs all rehearsed in. And I sort of said, well, there's no point in spending all that time doing that and not going back and doing a live show. And then it was all in the zeitgeist. The universe, it was in the universe because another ex-manager of ours said he would produce a show in Vicar Street if we were to reunite, come back and do a relaunch of it. And so it all seemed, and also we had the opportunity to go on the Late Late Show. So it all happened kind of at the one time.
It happened for a reason.
It happened for a reason, Mary, and here we are. We're actually longer doing it this time than we were the first time.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been the same if it wasn't the same three Noolas either.
No, exactly. And there was always a change over of the third one anyway. Do you know what I mean? It was never the same three. It was myself and Anne all the time together.
Yeah.
Because we would be, I suppose, have been the main writers really on it, you know. And we, you know, it was really sort of myself and Anne who kept the whole thing going all the time. So the third Noola would kind of change every now and again.
Right.
But Maria is with us since 2011. So she's with us 7 years now.
So she must like it.
She loves it. She absolutely loves it. Maria Tetcha, she does, she's a jazz singer. She's a wonderful singer and musician.
Oh, brilliant.
And she'd been doing solo shows and doing her own albums and one-woman shows for a long time. And she was getting very lonely and very tired of doing stuff on her own. And she really wanted to change as well. So the timing for her was perfect. And she was exactly what
she wanted.
And exactly what she wanted. So the whole thing was just, it's all timing, Mary, you know what I mean? It was all time, like everything in life, really.
It's true. Just things happen for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm wondering, where did you get the name, the Three Noolas?
The Noolas. I think I have a vague memory of I used to be in an improv group called the Dublin Comedy Improv, who are still going after 20 odd years. And in the early 90s, that's how I started comedy, with comedy improv, a lot of kind of groups like that, and going down to the Comedy Cellar in the International in Dublin and, you know, starting off there. And there was definitely a scene, an improvised scene, where there was a front man and there was a backing singers, and they were called the Marades. And I always remember thinking that was a very funny idea. And when myself, Tara and Anne got together and started messing around and writing the songs, we had no name at all or image for the group. All we had were the songs.
Yeah.
And the songs were going down very well. We used to try them out in front of our flatmates. And they'd laugh and say, you definitely have to get that up on the stage. But it was a long time before we got the courage to do so. And we kind of needed, we needed an image and we needed something funny, not just the songs. You know, it didn't seem right as ourselves. So I had remembered this idea of band members being called the same name. And we thought that Nuala would be very funny because it's very country.
It is.
And we kind of had the idea that we wanted country girls.
Yeah.
And then we just, to kind of make it a little bit even nerdier, we stuck on the glasses. So
yes.
I think it was very organic.
I love the glasses on you. That just, it was just a brilliant finishing touch to it.
Yeah, it does.
And the Nuala's, even that name, as you said, it's a country name, but also it's a name that's easy to pronounce. Like if you were trying to say the Three Siobhans.
I know.
And if you're trying to do that in the UK or the Aunias, like where would you be going?
No, exactly. Like, and we went down very well in, we were very worried about how we would go down in the UK, but it travels very well. We were very lucky.
Good.
In that way. A lot of Irish, most Irish acts travel very well, but the odd one or two are very local and they don't. They have a few difficulties. They struggle a little bit with the UK audiences kind of getting the humour, but the Nuala seem to travel very well. We did get Nuala. They used to call us the Nuala's.
All right.
Like the koalas.
The koalas. No, Nuala's pretty good now.
Nuala's good. But once you say it once, they have it.
You know
what I mean? So it's, and I always said at the very beginning, God, there's a real ring to that. There's a real ring to the name. You know, it's very much.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. So it's been going great ever since. And I think since the break, obviously, we're older, obviously.
Oh, aren't we all?
Older, wiser and heftier. That was the first show.
I saw that. Oh, well, sure, that's everybody.
But we have more to write about. You know, we have much more material.
Life experiences.
Life experiences, moving on, having children. We've all been through a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so with that comes comedy. You know what I mean?
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So it's been a great experience creatively as well this time round.
Good. Now, you mentioned there about being involved with the Dublin Comedy Improv.
Yeah.
I'd read on your website there that you performed alongside comedians like Ardal O'Hanlon and Dara O'Brien. What was that like?
Well, we all started out together, you see. So we all started at the same time. Like, I mean, Ardal, Kevin and Barry set up the Comedy Cellar in the International along with Dermot Carmody and Alex Lyons, like in the late 80s, 89, 90. I'm giving away my age now.
Probably similar to my own, to be quite honest with you. But that's no hassle.
It's only a number, Mary.
It is, but, yeah.
But we would have all been on, to be honest, quite frank with you, but we would have all been on the dole together, myself and Ardal, the lads, Barry and Kevin and Dara and Dylan Moran, and you know, and some of us got very famous, some of them got very famous, should I say, like very famous, and some of us didn't.
But that's very much real life, and it's very much encouraging. I mean, nowadays people go on the X Factor and they get instant success, they don't work for it, whereas that's not the way, that overnight success doesn't always last, whereas you've worked your way up.
Oh, and they did. Although, I mean, hats off to the likes of Dara O'Brien, Dylan Moran, and Ardal. I mean, they all worked very, very, very hard at their comedy and were kind of very prolific in their writing, you know. And you could see really the ones that were going to move forward because they worked so hard. And you're dead right. It is a different world we live in now. But, you know, I've no regrets. It was a wonderful time to be coming up in that environment with all of these fantastic talents. I didn't realize really who I was working with at the time. You know, we would all be hanging out together and watching comedy together and doing our gigs together and, you know, and all of that. So we would see each other all the time. But you don't realize, looking back, that the talent you were actually grown up with, you know what I mean?
It must have been a fabulous experience, though.
It really was. I mean, I started off doing comedy. I kind of fell in love with comedy. I was in drama college, and I wanted to be a very serious actress. Jeez, I was like, there was no way I was going to go into something like comedy until the tutors were saying to me, you know, you tend to lean towards the more humorous scenes than your... You know, and I was disgusted with them because I thought, what are you on about comedy?
Jesus. Sure, I know what I'm doing.
No. I was going to be some very serious actress. And I remember being brought down to the Comedy Cellar, which was the first proper alternative, one of the first proper alternative comedy, you know, platforms in Dublin, clubs, little clubs that was set up. And it was very exciting because, you know, that really hadn't gone on properly in Ireland before this. It's famous now, and even Channel 4 used to drop in. Eddie Izzard was over there doing shows in the Cellar at different points. People knew that, and that was where the, you know, that was where all of the comedians would started off. It's where Tommy Tiernan came and did his, you know, first Dublin gig, and it was, that was the only real stage for, you know, comedians starting out.
Yeah.
And it was very exciting, and I remember being brought by a fellow I was going out with at the time, and he said, "Have you ever heard of the Comedy Cellar?" I said, "What, the what? No, Jesus, never heard of it." And up he brought me to watch all of these sketches and stand up, and I just couldn't believe the world that was going on, that I hadn't been seeing any of this stuff before, and I instantly fell in love with it. And I used to go down then and start talking to the comedians, and I kind of, you know, mingled with all the people that I thought were doing the
improv. They
were
riff-raff at the time.
Yeah, I just fell in love with it, and I was lucky enough to then get involved with the improv, a big group of comedians. So that's how it all started.
Yeah. So you were saying you'd been formed in 1995. Do you think comedy has changed since then?
It's changed a lot since then. I mean, mainly social media. I mean, there was absolutely no online platform for comedians at all, and I think that's kind of, I think it's good and it's bad. I think it's mainly good. I think you have the likes of Four Alarms and Hog.
Oh, I love them.
They do online sketches. I have another comedy duo called Dirt Birds, which myself and a comedian called Sinead Colbert started in 2016.
I must check them out.
And Dirt Birds are also on tour as well. Yeah, I toured Dirt Birds and the Nula simultaneously. And we're an online, our sketches are kind of where our profile is and how we sell our shows. And so there's a lot of positivity in that, because comedians are in control of their own work.
Yeah.
So you're not relying too much on production companies or television to take you under their wing, which is very hard. You know, it's very hard to get television in this country.
I know, it gets them to invest the money, I suppose.
So you literally, you've got an instant audience,
yeah,
you know, online for your comedy, and you have a vehicle there for your work that wasn't there before. So it is wonderful. But it's a changing time for certain age group of people. You have to really, really get into the whole thing in the way that a 20-something would. They're like digital natives, so they know it all already. So you have to kind of rethink everything, you know. You need to have an Instagram account. You need to be on Twitter. You need to be on Facebook, although that's going out now. So it's a different time. It's a different time. So I think all in all, I think it's a good thing, you know.
So you're seeing it as a positive, which is good.
I'm seeing it as a positive. Certainly, we put a sketch up in 2016 and it just completely took off.
Great.
So we're feeling the benefits of that now, you know.
Good. Also, what process do you have for writing your material, and how do you decide what to use?
I think it's kind of stuff that people are can really relate to. I think certainly if you're talking with some of my favourite comedians, one of my favourite would be Peter Kay.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah,
love
he's
him.
Absolutely hilarious. But and if you think about what he talks about, it really is everyday
exactly
stuff.
And
yeah,
it's not, it's, what I like about his stuff as well is it's not in any way crude.
No,
it's not the cheap joke. It's everyday stuff. And he's very smart.
It's very, very good. And the same with Michael McIntyre. They would be kind of kings of observational comedy. And I think that's the key for me. I think it's like, what's in the zeitgeist and what are people feeling, and what's, you know, how can we make that funny? I think it's really relatable stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But every song that the Nulas write has a completely different journey and a completely different inspiration. So it's a really hard question to answer, actually.
That's okay.
Find the answer to that one. It comes from everywhere, really, Mary, you know.
Yeah. And finally, can you tell us about your current tour? We're here in Roscommon, but I believe you'll be coming to Claremorris, which is near enough to us, later on in the year.
We will indeed. We will be in Claremorris, and I'm just looking at the dates here. We're also in Glore in Ennis.
Right.
And that I do know is October the 19th, because I ordered the print. So we're doing a double header, that's it. We're in Glore on the 19th and we're in Claremorris on the 20th of October.
Right. So if someone is thinking of going to your show, what kind of material can they expect to see? You'll still be doing some songs, I take it.
Oh, we do a combination of new material. We've new songs in there and we've some old favourites, because if we do all new material, they're looking for all the old songs. Although we did finally drop Manolo, which was our classic, but that was written in 1995, so we thought, Jesus, we better put that to bed at some point.
Right.
Although people shout it out from the audience, it's very funny. We go, no, it's not, we're not doing it anymore. It doesn't mean forever, but
just for the moment. For the moment,
yeah. So it's great. Look, it's just a bit of fun. It's really good crack. There's no sort of edgy, as you say, you know, crude stuff. None of that.
No.
It's a bit of glamour, and it's obviously all the songs are three part harmony with Maria accompanying all the stuff, and it's a bit of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know,
so
that's what we need, because
yes.
I think people take things very seriously nowadays. We just need a bit more fun and lightheartedness.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's a great night out, because you can have a drink or two, but it's not just a night in the pub.
No.
You're having a laugh. You're laughing for 2 hours. You know, it's entering the kind of the mad world of the Newlyweds for a couple of hours. So
a bit of escapism.
It's kicking back a bit.
Well, that's great. It's been lovely talking to you today, and I hope your tour goes very well. I'm sure it will.
Thank you so much. All the dates, by the way, are on the website. So anybody who we're definitely going to be in a venue near you, wherever you are.
Yeah, and you also have a Facebook page as well, where you can check out other information.
We've a Facebook page, and we've the website. Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
So you can catch the dates there.
That's excellent. Thanks very much, Sue.
You're very welcome, Mary. Thanks for talking to me.
Not at all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.